Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Welcome to the A World of Difference podcast. I'm Lori Adams Brown, and this is a podcast for those who are different and want to make a difference. Today, we have a musician on the show. Singer, songwriter, and friend of mine, Shannon Coplin, is coming on the show. She's been releasing some new music lately, and she is about to release a new song called Enough on April 12th. She's coming on the show today to talk about this song, other songs she's going to be releasing out in the future, and ones she's already released. Shannon Coplin is an indie pop music artist based in Portland, Oregon. Born and raised here in California, where I live, she studied music at an early age. With a love for piano and voice, she involved herself in any musical opportunity that was afforded to her. Her passion for songwriting ignited around age 12, and she's used it as an outlet to express her artistry ever since. Over the years, Shannon has worked with talented musicians, vocalists, and teachers from around the United States, also in Portugal, Norway, Italy, and more. And she had the honor of being the only vocal student of Norwegian pop celebrity Trine Rein. And to this day, Trine has been one of her most inspiring and influential mentors. Shannon is going to release her first debut single, released her first debut single, It's Like, in March this year. And once again, a new one coming called Enough on April 12th, which she has graciously allowed me to have a preview to. And her song It's Like that was released in March, it's fun, relatable, inspiring, love song with a catchy beat that might take you back to, I don't know, the Breakfast Club for a second. But her new one, Enough, is about just what it sounds like, that you are enough. And it's just absolutely the message we want to amplify out into the world here on the A World of Difference podcast, that you bring your voice to the table fully, authentically, who you are. And this song is all about that. So excited to welcome to the show today, Shannon Coplin. Hello, Shannon. It's so great to see you, my friend up in Portland. Welcome, a very, very warm welcome to the A World of Difference podcast today.
Thank you so much. It's a privilege to get to be on this podcast with you.
Well, it's so fun for me when I get to interview friends that I've known for years. We met here in the Bay Area, but now you're up in Portland, and we visited each other. I've visited you with my family up there too, which is so fun. But today we're going to talk about you, and I get to interview you and learn all about the difference you're making in the world. And I'm so excited to do that. And my first sort of question for you right off the bat, which I know, but I'd love for my listeners to know more about you, are kind of what are the places and cultures that have shaped you throughout your life that have made Shannon who you are?
Oh my gosh, that is a loaded question. Oh man. Shannon, me. Well, I've lived a lot of places like you have. I grew up in the Bay Area in California, but from there I lived on the East Coast. And then in college years and beginning of our marriage, for a really good chunk of time, we lived overseas. We spent some time in Portugal and Italy and Canada and a lot of different places. And my husband and I really love traveling. I love traveling all my life. And we love the perspective that we get from immersing ourselves in other cultures and learning their worldviews and hearing people's stories, because I feel that that really challenges our own thinking of what we think of ourselves and how we can achieve things too. And so, we love traveling. So I've been a lot of places.
Yes, you've lived a lot of cool places and traveled a lot of cool places. I mean, Italy is on a lot of people's destination of favorite places they've been or bucket list of places they want to go. And you're a woman yourself, and that has really played into your music. You're raising girls and you're sort of processing that through your lyrics, which is so beautiful. And I just kind of wanted to know, because I know people listening, whether they're a woman or a girl or a, you know, a man or a young boy who struggled with people's expectations. You know, did that ever play into your story of kind of trying to meet up to the expectations people had of you? And sort of what did you struggle with around that?
Oh, absolutely. I grew up in a strong religious evangelical background. And there are a lot of expectations that are put on us. I mean, even if you're not, if you don't have a religious background, it could be in the workplace or your family or your school. But for me, there were, I had parents in leadership in the church world. And so you kind of, I grew up kind of like in living in a glass box. So everyone's eyes are on me and my family and what we're doing. And is everything that we do, does that measure up to what this Christian or this person is supposed to be? And there's a lot of pressure with that. And it's hard, especially when you're in your adolescent years and you're trying to figure out who you are and what your purpose is, when you're being thrown all these different expectations. And yeah, it's hard to sort through that. So
it is. Yeah.
A lot to be said with that.
No, my gosh, there's like, we could do a whole entire series on that itself. And I know whether people are listening from a Christian background or from a Muslim background or a Jewish background or are currently in those religious environments, any religious environment, there are a lot of rules and expectations. And we do have people listening that are in the evangelical community here in the US or abroad or in the ex-evangelical community as well. And so, you know, some of those rules just feel kind of arbitrary. Like, where did they even get that? And why are there so many? And why are there more now than there were last year? And you never feel like you quite measure up, right? It's like, okay, why does the goalpost keep moving, you know? But as a mom raising daughters, like, ooh, the world is hard on women and girls. We just finished Women's History Month, and I don't know why we just get 1 month. I mean, we should at least get 6, right? Yeah. like RBG, when they asked her about how many Supreme Court justices would we have in order for us to know we've reached equality, and she's like, when there are 9, right? Because it's been tipped the other way for so long. But as a mom, you're really thinking of your daughters, right, as you're writing a lot of your music. And so I guess, like, kind of, what hope do you have for your potential, you know, future granddaughters or great granddaughters as they, you know, hear your lyrics? What are you hoping they will come out of it with?
Yeah, I just, as I was writing this song, it started actually in a completely different direction. I was just writing down the lyrics, thinking through some things that were coming to my mind, and it started more off as like a lament of reflection of the past and just feeling bound by expectations and rules. But a lot of that is perspective too, right? Like, how much of the rules that I believed in were actually put on me as opposed to what I believed was being put on me. And so anyway, the song was a little bit kind of complaining, reflective, and I was like, wait a second. If I'm experiencing this, I know so many other people are experiencing this too. And I know my girls will experience this. So instead of complaining about it and lamenting about it, I want to make this song something that they can do something with. Like, what do I want my girls singing when it comes to the pressures of feeling like you're enough or that you are worth it and that you measure up? And so that's really what birthed this song is the lyrics. The chorus just really drives it home, and it repeats because we kind of need that. We need that repetition feeding back into our soul. Like, you're enough. The world may think otherwise of you, but it doesn't matter. Their opinions do not change your worth and to stand in that worth. And so that's really, that's really what I want my girls to be singing back is like, I am enough. I am enough.
So good. I mean, there's, at least in the US context, I've seen some pretty interesting research on what is shameful to men versus women, boys versus girls. Actually, Brené Brown does a lot of research around, she's a shame researcher and talks a lot about vulnerability. And, you know, typically, very stereotypically, and this is not everyone, but generally speaking, you have messages toward men and boys that the worst thing they could be, the most shameful thing they could be, is weak versus strong. And then for women and girls, it's often that you're not perfect, that you didn't follow every rule and do it every, whatever your subculture looks like, you know, if you're in school, it's education. And if it's like you're in a religious environment, it's the religion and the rules of the religion. Like, you know, how do you dress? You know, purity culture obviously plays a lot into this with Christianity, but also with Islam and even with Judaism a bit. And so, you know, as we think about this, and that makes that shame of not being perfect is something that really we have to work as women and girls. And we also need male allies to help us with this too. Strong fathers that raise strong daughters, and, you know, it's okay to fail and it's okay to make mistakes. Did any of this help you find your own voice in the process? And how does getting comfortable with your own voice help you make a difference in this way?
Oh, absolutely. I think understanding that your value is not based on external things like someone's opinions or the world's expectations. When you understand that you're worth it and that you are valuable, then you, like for me, I felt liberated. Like when I really like believe that within my heart that, okay, my worth isn't depend on their opinions, forget them. Like you feel liberated even to have weaknesses, because those weaknesses aren't what define you either. And so that's just the profoundness of it. And when you feel liberated to make mistakes, that, and to just be who you are and to stand in that, then you feel more liberated to make a difference in the world around you. You have more happiness. At least for me, I just have a lot more happiness knowing that my worth isn't ping ponged by if I'm perfect enough, or if I'm pretty enough, or if I'm good enough at this or that. So,
yeah. Well, I think in the music industry, we've seen, you know, we've watched women rise. You know, we recently have Beyonce coming out and changing the music industry around country music with Cowboy Carter. We also saw a lot of the scrutiny around Taylor Swift once she started her rise toward becoming a billionaire. Like and you know, both of those women and others in the music industry have really highlighted how women and girls do get scrutinized in a different way because of the narratives we're told and the way the system has worked for so long and really silenced women in certain ways or tried to make them small. And I know in art is one of the most beautiful ways to express those feelings in its various forms, music included. But to write something so vulnerable and so difficult has a lot of internal and external barriers that you have to overcome as a singer-songwriter. What are some of the barriers that you've had to overcome to write these songs?
Oh, so many. Like I have to feed this song back to myself regularly, like almost every time I make a post on social media. Like we're always wondering, you know, like, is this picture? Is that too stupid? Or is this caption okay? Okay, I'm gonna run it through ChatGPT and figure out a better way to say this, or are my hashtags right? Or like there are just so many things that are fed to us constantly where I don't know if you're good enough or not. And so I constantly have to feed this song back to myself and be like, okay, don't worry about it. Their opinions don't matter. Just be who you are, because this is who I am and it's not going to change. So just live your authentic self and forget the image management.
Yeah, so good. And I think that we long in our generation, maybe even more so because of how much image management is out there, both in religious context as well as, you know, government and business and even the music industry, or, you know, just your average, you know, 12, 13 year old girl looking at Snapchat or whatever and comparing herself to every other girl in the world, not just her class. You know, there was a time when I was growing up in the 80s and 90s where you just compared yourself to the 15 other kids in your class, you know, which in Venezuela was a high bar. I'm just going to say one of my classmates was Miss Venezuela and she's gorgeous, you know, but yeah. but now it's just, it's so much pressure, and we're seeing major mental health issues that are causing all of us concern, right? Because of it. But, you know, when we think about the different cultures of the world, the standards of beauty or the rules for women and girls are different in every culture. So was there anything about your experience abroad, maybe in Italy or anywhere else, that sort of shed a light for you and relativized some of this as you were finding your own voice and kind of figuring out how your own light was going to shine?
Oh, there were some moments when we lived in Italy where I definitely had a few aha moments that were, they shed light on the perspective and the beliefs of how I was raised and how I grew up. And they kind of changed the way I think about them now. So, for example, growing up the way that I did, the topic of modesty is very different. And in Italy, there is a different kind of, I don't know, this is how I experienced it as myself, but they view modesty differently. And in America, there's extreme pressures of, oh, you know, cover this up or don't cover it up. It depends on, you know, where you grew up and all that. But I guess what I'm trying to say is modesty is one of the perspectives that changed. And I saw women who were confident in themselves and not shamed, not body shamed, like we tend to do. And that was really special to me because I don't know, physical appearance is something that is at the forefront, I think, a lot of times of beliefs about yourself and measuring up and things, because it's external and it's what people see. And so feeling in Italy, like with that change of perspective, oh, you know what, it really kind of doesn't matter as much as I think it does. People really don't care as much as we think they do about how much skin you're showing or how much skin you're not showing. It really doesn't affect people in the same way. It, your culture also, the way you're brought up with your culture, makes a difference in that also. So that's one example. Yeah.
No, it's great. I think that's a common example because when it comes to things like modesty, or we mentioned earlier, purity culture that some people were raised in, which, you know, is largely a conversation in the evangelical community or evangelical community here in the United States, but also has a lot of different nuance, even in the US, depending on whether you're white evangelical or black evangelical or Latino or Asian American, all those different communities view that differently. And then, you know, I think for both of us, our experiences around the world of what it meant to be modest, generally speaking, in that country or with the subcultures of the different religions. I probably couldn't have lived in more extreme places. I grew up in Venezuela, which is very like even the Christian community I grew up in, like that they were being modest for, and I use the word modesty about clothing, modesty also, you know, and certain nuances of the word could be how much you flaunt your money. So that's another element that's also not always brought into it, and seems to be more of the origins, at least in terms of how the scriptures and kind of impact that. But then I lived under Sharia law in Sumatra, where I had to wear a hijab and couldn't have nail polish, and you know, all of that is wild. You know, there was no even physical contact between men and women. You know, if you had to greet someone as a woman, you could shake her hand, but as another man to a woman's, you know, you often wouldn't even touch hands. And even with my own husband in public, right? So what's considered modest, even within certain religions, has nuance, even within Islam or Christianity, Judaism, all over the world. And so it makes that moving goalpost, if you're moving countries, extremely difficult, because like, well, here it's not like that. And like, you're showing your hair here and you're not showing your hair here. And so it makes so much, it can be kind of victim blaming for women. Like, well, you were asking for it if you did this type of thing. And so all the more reason we need songs. We need songwriters like you. We need artists to help us express these deep, deep feelings that have been embodied for so many women and girls, where you can just see women carrying it almost physically in themselves. So as you were writing this, you know, sort of just, you described a little bit of your process for writing the song Enough, but I know you have other songs that have recently come out, It's Like, and other ones. And so how does Enough fit into the larger narrative or themes of your music in general?
I think Enough is one of the main anthems of my music. I love encouraging people. I love inspiring them. I love it when people achieve their goals and they try really hard for something. But I also am a really deep thinker. can sometimes be an overthinker, but I'm a deep thinker. I really like reflection and self-reflection. And so a lot of my songs are along those themes of either I just want my listeners to be inspired, encouraged, or to really challenge their thinking on particular topics, or maybe present a perspective of a particular topic they may not have thought about. So I have a few songs coming out that are, I'm really excited about. One of them has a really fun beat. I'm going to release that in the summertime. And there are other songs that are super reflective, like for Mother's Day, I'm going to be releasing a song around then, and it will probably leave most moms in a puddle of tears.
Okay, get your Kleenexes ready, everybody.
Yeah. As I wrote that one, I couldn't stop crying. And I just actually got it back from my producer yesterday, and I was just in tears, and I let my daughter, my older daughter, listened to it, and she was in tears too. And so touching. So, so a lot of emotional songs coming too, but Enough is, for me, it's the one that I'm most proud of right now, because it's kind of like that empowering anthem. Like, there aren't a lot of songs out there that kind of feed into your soul necessarily, that are empowering, that are encouraging. And I want people to, after they hear this song, just to feel liberated and feel that they're worthy, and that they can just go out and face whatever challenges they have ahead in their own skin and be confident in that. So.
No, it's so true. I agree. I got to this point in my life after having worked in a toxic work environment and sort of walking through that in therapy over the last 3 years or so, that I have playlists on Spotify. One's called Hype Woman. One's like Women's Empowerment. I mean, it's kind of like, I just sometimes on my commute to work here in Silicon Valley, it's like, I just need to remind myself that, you know, I'm enough. Women around me are enough. And women supporting women is one of my favorite things. And I don't know. I heard recently Michelle Obama there was this video where she was talking about women and just the sisterhood. And she's like, we don't have room for mean girls. Like, we don't have the luxury of tearing each other down, because so much tears women and girls down. We need to support one another. And I'm so grateful in my network of women that so many of them support each other, both in the podcasting industry and professionally and business and tech where I work, and you know, other ways. I find it such a fulfilling space, because the world does want to tear us down. And so songs like that are so important. So you're getting added to my Hype Woman playlist. Just so you know.
added right in there.
That's right. Just fair warning, it's an explicit playlist. There are some songs in there that will raise your eyebrows and maybe aren't for the
That's
little
fine.
Ones. But
Sometimes
you need energy to That's right. Like, some days you just need it to be, you know, a little more explicit.
That's right.
And it's just me in the car, so, you know, we're good. But I would love to know, are there specific musicians or artists that have influenced your style or your approach to songwriting, particularly, you know, for this song Enough?
I wouldn't necessarily say for this particular song that I wasn't trying to shape it after any particular artist style. But I would say that my sound in general, in the past, people have said that, like, vocally, I have similarities to Carrie Jo. And she has a very soft voice, but there's just that it packs a punch in her choruses and stuff. And so a lot of my songs have big choruses and have a lot of soft elements, just like her. I love her. She's great, but also different powerful emphasis moments, like Celine Dion. I can't even sing like her, but I love her. She's amazing. And she has some really fun songs, and she's lived quite a musical legacy. So I look up to her a lot. So yeah, there's Celine Dion. And then I have a rock side of me that I really love. And this song, Enough, has more of a pop rock vibe. It has more of like a really driving beat to it that really helps emphasize the message, I think. And maybe that probably comes from how much I listen to Maroon 5 and Coldplay and other artists like them. So I'm a huge Coldplay fan, but yeah.
I love it. Now that you're mentioning all those, I hear those in your music. And I'm excited to have been able to be one of the people that got an advance listen to this song Enough, which was just beautiful. I sat on the couch and heard it, and I was just like, feeling it and just so grateful that you wrote this. I think it's going to really speak to a lot of people. So if you don't mind, could we have a little bit of a play?
Sure. Let's give and see if this works. I'll give you all a quick little teaser and I'll start in here.
Fear will pull you down and fear will mute your sound.
We've known each other. Oh, yeah, that's true. It's a great song for the treadmill. Yeah, I'll add it to my workout playlist too. Well, as we're finishing up here, thank you for this interview. It's been amazing. I know you probably have listeners and fans like in Italy. Do you want to say anything to them or anyone else listening in any language, whatever your choice?
Ciao amici, sono molto grata per la tua amicizia e adesso potete ascoltare anche su Team. There's an AirPlay app for Team Mobile che potete ascoltare tutto. Yeah, you guys, my Italian friends, they can listen to my songs also through the Team Mobile app. But there's also Spotify, and I know they use that there too. So, yeah.
Excited for this song to be out in the world, and everybody share it with all the people you know, yes. So we can get this out there. Yeah, let people know how they can share it and how they can find you.
Oh yeah, so I have a website. It's shannoncoplin.com, but you can also find me on Instagram and all the different social platforms at Shannon Coplin Music. And pay attention to the spelling, because my mom decided to write my name differently. So it's S-H-A-N-N-A-N. And Enough comes out on April 12th. That's when it gets released and goes live. But for anyone who signs up through my website for my newsletter, they get to get a sneak peek and listen to it a lot sooner. So if anyone wants to hear it sooner, they can sign up and I'll get it to them sooner.
Thank you. Yes. And it's a birthday present for me because April 12th is my birthday. So, but I got my birthday present early from you. So... And so I got an advanced sneak peek on the song. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, for making such a difference and bringing your beautiful differences of songwriting and your experiences that have formed who you are to make a difference for so many. And I know that it's also been a transformational journey for you. And I think that's the best way to make a difference in the world is to bring our own narratives and our own story. Like you said, there's so much pressure to fit into a box, but we want you to be you. And just the transformation you've gone through to be yourself, it speaks volumes. And I just appreciate you both as a friend and as an artist that I'm enjoying your music and all the things. So thank you so much, Shannon, for being on today.
Thank you, Ari. Thank you so much.
So we're going to have you hang out again for our Patreon Difference Maker community where we'll go a little bit deeper with you there. But we will say goodbye to everyone. Bye to everyone in Italy. Ciao. And thank you for listening.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone.
Well, did you feel the vibe that was coming across that I felt as we were recording this? I hope that you did. Shannon is just a very authentic, vulnerable person who is fully embracing who she is at this stage of her life and asking us to consider doing the same for ourselves and for everyone else around us so that we can bring our differences fully to the table and speak with our own voices. And even if we, you know, fumble through it, I know one of RBG's great quotes that she left behind for all of us is to just, you know, speak even when our voice shakes. You know, we may not get it right. We may make mistakes along the way. It doesn't have to be perfect. But as we bring ourselves to the world, we are a very unique person and there's only one of us. I'm a mom of twins. They were born 6 minutes apart and they are exact opposites in so many ways. Born in the same family, same languages, same country, same culture, same family. You are unique, even if you have a twin. You are special, different, and bring something to the table that we want to hear. And that is what Shannon is trying to remind us of. Her song, Enough, is beautiful. Can't wait for you to listen to it. Go onto Spotify or wherever you get your music and be one of the first to get access to this song today on April 10th as this is releasing, but it will fully release into the world on April 12th, but you could sign up for it early so you can be one of the first to get it. Share it with your friends. This is a song that really embodies all of the things that we see in Shannon's life as she shows us what that looks like and lives it out herself and really thought about her girls as she was writing it. And whether you're a girl, a woman, a boy, a man, whoever you are, whatever language you speak, if English is your second language and you're Italian and you're one of those in her community of listeners out there who speak Italian and are cheering her on all the way from Italy, or her friends in Portugal or Norway or wherever you are listening to this, up in Portland where you're keeping it weird, wherever you are, I hope that this message has been an inspiring one for you today from Shannon's own voice speaking to you and getting to hear a little bit of that song she's releasing out into the world in just a couple of days on Friday, April 12th, my birthday. Such a special treat for me to be able to release this and celebrate her and amplify her voice out into the world. As a way to let you know that she's a voice you want to listen to and that she is putting heart and soul into her lyrics and that you're going to hear some other things she's releasing out on Mother's Day, out a fun song in the summer. And just as she's a deep thinker, and I can attest to that, and somebody who cares deeply as well, you want voices like Shannon's in your ear, in your earbuds, in your headphones, and on your car radio, or wherever you're listening to this, on a train somewhere, on a subway, riding your bike somewhere, doing the dishes at home, whatever it is that your situation is right now as you're hearing this podcast, you want to put Shannon on your playlist because she's the kind of person that will continue to inspire you to be yourself. And we need more of those voices speaking that into our lives, don't we, to remind us an anthem that you are enough. No matter what has happened before this moment, you are enough and you are worthy and you deserve human dignity and respect. And I hope that you're also showing that to others and that this song will inspire you to do so as all of you are out there making a difference in the world and bringing your differences to the table. Shannon is making such a difference, and she is a friend of many around the world who have made a difference in her life and that she's made a difference in their lives. And she certainly made a difference in mine. My friend Shannon, so glad to bring her voice to this podcast today. So once again, follow her, share her music with others, and share this episode for those who need to be inspired and to remember that you are enough wherever you are. And I just continue to share this message with you because I know that the world is against us, wants to bring our voices down and wants to crush us or make us small or put us in a box. Like if you saw the Barbie movie where these little handcuffs start to appear around her hands and they start to trap her in this box. And I don't want any of us to do that to each other or to allow others to do that to us. So it's very liberating when you just own your own voice and let your light shine and bring your uniqueness into the world. And it makes our world a better place. There's only one you, and we want you to keep being you. And so, yeah, that's a way you can make a difference. It's just by being yourself. So keep making a difference wherever you are.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.